KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off with high school baseball and softball from last night, we had a game for you on the radio on the softball diamond, and the Atlantic Trojans were able to pull out a win over the Underwood Eagles 2-1 last night. All three runs scored in the game came on free bases given by the pitcher. Defense dominated much of the early portion of the game, with Atlantic notching four hits, Underwood with two hits through the first four innings. Atlantic got their two runs in the fifth with a two-out rally. Matty Botas got it started with a single, followed by an Olivia Engler single and a walk for Lauren Nicholas. Underwood pitcher Sierra Fox then walked Kennedy Gergen to bring home Botas. Melina Woodward was then hit by a pitch, and that brought home Ava Rush, who was base running for Engler. Underwood would fight back, though, in the seventh inning with Allie Robertson's third leadoff single of the game. That was followed by a walk for Grace Pierce, and then Aaron McMaines reached on a fielder's choice that Robertson was picked off over at third. A single by Taylor Nelson then loaded the bases. Olivia Engler came up big with a strikeout of Macy Van Fossen and then walked in a run against Maddie Pierce. Clinging to that one-run lead, Engler got Peyton Cook to ground out the first as Kennedy Gergen made the play and stepped on the bag in time to end the game. Atlantic finished off a big 5-0 week and are now 13-1 on the season. Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman last night after the game said it was another great test for his ball club.
You know, we knew coming in that Underwood was going to be a good challenge for us. That's one of the reasons we were actually fortunate enough to be able to get them on the schedule at this point in time, once we're wrapping up the Hawkeye 10 and moving into regional play. So it was a good game for us. You know, we get more out of a 2-1 ball game than we do a 12-1 ball game or something like that, I think. So I was pleased at the patience that we showed.
Maddie Botas said she's so grateful to get to play with this group.
It's so nice. I love every girl on our team, and it's just so nice to be with them. It's kind of sad that our season's shortened, but I'm just glad we got a season.
The Eagles fell to 9-3 with the loss. And other scores last night in high school softball play. In the Rolling Valley Conference action, it was Coon Rapids Bayard 12-11 over Glidden-Ralston. Exira EHK took down Woodbine 6-3 in an 11-inning affair. It was West Harrison 12-0 over Arweva. In Pride of Iowa Conference action, Central Decatur 4-2 over Mount Air. East Union beat Southwest Valley 10-3. Martinsdale St. Mary's 15-5 over Bedford. Southeast Warren beat Nottoway Valley 12-7. And Wayne was a 9-1 winner over Lennon. Other scores, Lewis Central 8-1 over Thomas Jefferson, and St. Albert beat Sydney 4-3. In high school baseball action, Atlantic picked up a 6-5 win over Shenandoah. Ethan Sturm had two hits and two RBIs. Gunnar Kirchhoff had two RBIs as well. Brody O'Brien had seven strikeouts and allowed just four hits on the mound there for the Trojans. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard 16-1 over Glidden-Ralston. West Harrison beat Arweva 9-1, and Woodbine a 6-0 winner over Exira EHK. Pride of Iowa Conference action, it was East Union 16-9 over Southwest Valley. Lennox 7-3 over Wayne. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Bedford 8-5. Mount Air a 3-1 winner over Central Decatur, and Southeast Warren an 8-1 win over Nottoway Valley. In a couple of other scores, Mormon Trail topped Orion Maxburg 12-0, and Thomas Jefferson a 5-1 winner over Lewis Central. That's a look at your high school baseball and softball scoreboard there for you from last night. Moving on to take a look here at some other sporting notes from the national scene. The Cleveland Indians have announced that they, too, are reviewing their contentious nickname. The team released a statement on Friday night saying it is committed to making a positive impact in their community and that they embrace their responsibility to advance social justice and equality. The club said it plans to review a nickname it has had since 1905. In 2018, the Indians removed their Chief Wahoo logo from caps and jerseys worn by the team. The red-faced mascot, however, remains on some team merchandise. The move mirrors one made by the NFL's Washington Redskins, who Friday said that they are embarking on a thorough review of their name. FedEx on Thursday called for the Redskins to change their name, and Nike appeared to remove all Redskins gear from its online store. A person familiar with the discussions told the AP the NFL plans to consider the NFL Players Association's recommendation to cancel the preseason, though the league prefers to cut the schedule in half. The NFL decided Wednesday to cut its preseason from 4 games to 2. The union's board of player representatives voted Thursday to ask the league to cancel the entire preseason schedule, according to two people who were part of that conversation. The four people spoke on condition of anonymity because the league and the union haven't reached an agreement. The Green Bay Packers are optimistic they will have fans at Lambeau Field this season, but they note that seating capacity would be cut significantly and spectators must wear face coverings. The NFL club acknowledges the possibility that Lambeau Field will be unable to host fans for games this season because of the pandemic. Training camps across the league are to begin in mid-July. A person familiar with the request says that agent Drew Rosenhaus has asked the Cleveland Browns to trade tight end and former first-round draft pick David Njoku. The person who spoke on condition of anonymity says the Browns have no plans to move Njoku. Rosenhaus told ESPN that it is in David's best interest to find a new team at this time. He's caught 93 passes and scored 9 touchdowns in 3 seasons. Dodger Stadium's 40-year wait to host the All-Star Game is going to last even longer. The game, scheduled for July 14th, has been canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic, and Dodger Stadium was awarded the 2022 Midsummer Classic. The 2021 game is set for Atlanta's Truist Park, home of the Braves since 2017. The pandemic has already delayed opening day from March 26th to July 23rd or 24th. This will be the first time since 1945 that no games will be held. Travel restrictions because of World War II kept the game scheduled for Boston's Fenway Park from taking place that year. It was pushed back to the next season. In other news, the Washington Nationals showed up to training camp hoping to follow manager Dave Martinez's mantra on the way to winning the World Series, go 1-0 every day. Baseball's defending champions got camp underway with 57 healthy bodies and a 2020 first-round pick on the way. Martinez learned that depth catcher Wellington Castillo was joining Ryan Zimmerman and pitcher Joe Ross in opting out of the 60-game Major League season. But aces Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg looked sharp on the first day of workouts, and there's plenty of hope ahead as long as the Nationals can remember all the protocols in place. And in another note outside of baseball, the Milwaukee Bucks and LA Lakers have all but guaranteed themselves the top two playoff seeds and face a balancing act when the NBA returns to action, while other teams will be fighting for a postseason berth or playoff seedings when they play the final 8 regular season games in Florida. The Lakers and Bucks will be looking to shake off the rust after 4.5-month hiatus and staying as healthy as possible. Milwaukee owned the NBA's best record at 53-12, and the Lakers were number one in the West at 49-14 when the pandemic halted play in mid-March. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.